Go.
Okay, well, hello. My name is David Bradley. I'm at Vassar College in the Physics and Astronomy Department, although my PhD work was in architectural engineering, and I'm the current dual degree engineering advisor for Vassar College, which works with Dartmouth, which is sitting right here. So I understood our assignment to basically address two questions. One is, how can we incorporate engineering into the humanities and social sciences at our specific kinds of institutions? And then the second question was, if we were to develop liberal studies in engineering or liberal arts in engineering degree program, what would it look like? So to address the first question, I want to talk about a couple of examples specific to what I've been doing at Vassar, and then try to generalize that for other kinds of institutions. And so my area is actually in acoustics, and so I recently developed a new course where I'm working with a faculty person from the music department and a faculty person from the history department, and we're teaching a course on the acoustics of choral music in various types of architectural spaces. So the course will look at that one topic from three different perspectives, which is sort of getting at this idea of bringing the two, the humanities, the social sciences, and the sciences together. This was funded by a Mellon initiative, and so the impetus for this came from an outside funding agency. Another example is we recently submitted an NSF proposal for education research, where we're doing a few different pedagogical reformation projects. One of them is to bring the hard sciences more deeply into the science, technology, and society courses that we offer at Vassar. And another aspect that we worked on was developing STEAM. Most of you probably know STEAM is a relatively new initiative to bring arts into STEM, so the addition of the A makes it STEAM. And the idea for the particular grant we wrote was to bring creative drawing and other creative forms of expression into the hard sciences courses. Again, that would be an outside funding agency that would allow for us to move forward with those projects. So to generalize it, what I would say is I'd like to see funding agencies continue these kinds of programs, but also to expand them, because I see them as imperative to making sure that we're addressing all of the questions that we've been talking about today. I also think that we need a shift in the culture, and we've been talking about culture shifts all day. One is that I think that engineers should start to think about writing grants, and the grants should never not include a liberal arts component to it, that should be part of just as important as the science part of it. And the gentleman from NSF that talked earlier brought this up. I don't know your name, but you mentioned that NSF has the broader impacts, and on paper, that's 50% of what's supposed to be evaluated. I've served on several panels for NSF where the people in the room on the panels themselves, so not people working for NSF, read proposals, said that the broader impacts weren't that great, were pretty mundane, and then ranked the proposals highly. So I think in addition to NSF having a commitment to this, we as a community have to change our culture and how we view the broader impacts and start to identify commonalities, things that we think are important as a group. And I think it was Donna Riley from NSF also sort of alluded to this, that we can start to sit down as a community and say, what are the broader impacts that are important to us? And we can target those towards integrating the liberal arts and the engineering disciplines together. I think that would be really helpful. The other generality that I could see from these examples is that I think that there needs to be a strong push towards more discipline-based education research. So most discipline-based education research programs are about 30 years old or younger, and some of them are farther along than others. I think engineering is one of the younger ones. And so if we see, again, a shift in the culture where we really value that and we start to study how integrating liberal arts and engineering together actually affects the students in a systematic and research-based way, I think that will go a long way towards coming up with sustainable and successful programs. So that's about incorporating engineering into humanities and social sciences. As far as the second question on what the development of a degree program would look like, At a liberal arts college such as Vassar, I think there are two main entry points. One is the dual degree programs with host institutions that have an engineering program, because most liberal arts colleges don't have an engineering program or even engineering faculty. And the other is the independent major program. Now, right now, both of these pretty much exist within the college themselves, and they're really isolated and individualized. I think the key to having either one of those entry points be successful is to try to come up with some sort of uniformity to those programs so that we can offer a liberal arts and engineering degree program that has some similarities across lots of different institutions. So for example, with our relationship with Dartmouth, Dartmouth has 10 different tracks that the liberal arts college student can pursue once they go to that institution. I could see adding an additional track that's specifically targeted at the things that we're talking about today that would have some additional requirements or maybe even different requirements. But I would like to see the host institutions that host these dual degree programs, and there's only about 12 of them, get together and have some uniformity to that so we could actually call it a liberal studies and engineering degree so people know what they're sort of getting when they see that on a CV or resume. With the independent major program, I think that what's needed there is a network of institutions where we get together and say, this is what the program would look like. That way the student could present that to their individual college and say, this has been approved by a group of people who know what they're doing, as opposed to an individual student. And the network would also help the student who typically for an independent major has to have some sort of senior capstone project in order to move that major forward. They would have a network to tap into in order to figure out what kind of projects they should work on, and also they would have additional advisors that would be able to help them at different kinds of institutions, because like I said, there's hardly any engineering faculty at these smaller liberal arts colleges. So that network is really important, and I think that's a way that we could see a development of this kind of degree program at liberal arts colleges. I hope that was less than 10 minutes.